French presidential election campaign has begun. Socialist Prime Minister Lionel Jospin yesterday announced he's joining the race against the incumbent Jacques Chirac. The major campaign issue is crime, but allegations of high-level corruption could affect the outcome. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Lionel Jospin threw his hat into the presidential ring by sending a fax to the French news agency from his home.
Je me suis rendu à l'Assemblée nationale cet après-midi.
Later in the day, the prime minister told reporters outside his Paris apartment he wanted to make his announcement in the simplest way possible. It was a typically low-key move for the former economics professor with white hair and wire-rimmed glasses. Jospin, a Protestant in this nominally Catholic country, is often teased for being too serious, too unsexy, too undramatic. And his faxed announcement did contrast with the staged-managed question a party member asked Jacques Chirac last week, a question which allowed the gregarious Gaullist president to declare his passion for the French and his candidacy.
Oui, je suis candidat.
Jospin lost the last presidential race to Chirac, but he became prime minister 2 years later when Chirac called snap parliamentary elections only to see his party lose them. Since then, the two men have been in an awkward and often tense power-sharing arrangement. Jospin has run the country's domestic affairs, and Chirac has focused more on France's international relations. Jospin's left-wing coalition government has taken popular steps, such as shortening the work week to 35 hours for the same pay. It has brought down unemployment by 3 points to 9%. But it has never managed to get a handle on skyrocketing crime statistics. So that's where Chirac started hitting Jospin this week, in the president's first campaign speech delivered in a tough Paris suburb.
Aucune infraction, si l'erreur soit-elle.
Chirac told the audience that no crime, however small, can go unanswered. He said it's what he calls zero impunity. Jospin's party lieutenants were quick to comment on the impunity idea. Chirac has been linked to 6 separate corruption probes, personally named in 3 of them, involving illegal party financing, fake jobs for Gaullist party officials, and taking luxury vacations with government money. Judges have asked him to answer questions, only to have Chirac say he would like to reply, but that his position as president prevents him from submitting to judges. Jean-Marc Ayrault is a spokesman for Jospin's Socialist Party.
It would be easier if the person talking about zero impunity followed his own example, because that example should stand for everybody, from the simple citizen to the head of state.
The problem for socialists is that polls show voters don't care much about Chirac's alleged corruption. So political scientist Etienne Schweitzgut says the law and order campaign theme should benefit the right-wing Chirac.
Are they going to think about what they live every day? That is, not crime, but petty crime, purse snatching, etc. Or are they going to think to what we call in France les affaires, the scandals? I think they are more going to think about petty crime.
Still, the whiff of corruption could come back and embitter what is already a neck-and-neck race. In past presidential races, devastating revelations about candidates have tipped the balance at the last minute. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.